When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. Thanks so much and have a great day.
Hey, I know it's kind of like your younger brother's party, but I'm trying to just kind of do an in and out. I feel just like a little uncomfortable.
Why? No, hang on for a bit, here. Dude.
I just like,
we're I invited you, so now. I had somebody to talk to.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
sure, I'll talk to you, but I just...
And everybody here's cool. Like, they're younger, but they're mature. It's like a mature group of younger people.
Okay. Yeah. They always, that's always something like weird guys say.
It's not weird.
Okay. I'm just, yeah.
I'm sorry. Like I'm sorry that I gave my little brother's friends compliments saying that they're mature. They are a mature group. I think the younger generation, I don't mean to go on a rant here, but I think that they are a little bit more mature than we felt when we were that age.
Maybe. I think they take in a lot more information than we did, and so they have
Agreed.
More facts.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they've had the same amount of lived experience as a man like you and I.
Perhaps. I don't know, but...
Billy, we still hitting the mall tomorrow morning? I have got to return my stuff at Forever 21.
Absolutely. I gotta get a new pipe.
Yeah, good. So, yours is really backed up. I was smoking out of it the other day. It's really backed up.
Yeah, it's been kind of jacking up my lungs. So you can hit up Forever 21, and I'm gonna hit up the smoke show.
Hell yes. Hell yes.
Sup, dudes? Can we pop into your circle? You guys hanging? Oh, dude.
Oh, you just got ringed. Ring around the rosy.
Jesus. So that's old school tobacco.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It's not the good vape. Stuff.
That's not, yeah,
that's
no.
That's not vape.
Yeah,
that's a cigarette inside of a little container.
Is that a corn cob pipe?
It's a cigarette inside of a pipe. We just light the
cigarette in a pipe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a bunch of cigarettes. We stuff them down and then just kind of hold our lighter above it.
Oh.
Yeah, well, we started doing records when we were your age.
Yeah, yeah.
Some sort of semblance of our parents' generation. Mm, the
physical media.
Like
we
sure.
did foilies too, where you roll like a pipe into like tin foil into a pipe. Remember that?
Yeah, did you guys want a coffee or something?
Mm-hmm.
You guys seem so tired, so low energy.
I am tired.
Yeah, I'm a
little
tired.
I'm usually kind of in bed by 10, so this is
late.
I would
actually like I'd love a coffee if you have it.
10 a.m.?
No, p.m. Yeah, no.
Tonight?
Yeah. Usually, yeah, most nights.
Whoa.
You guys are up till 10 a.m.? Or were you just, that was kind of like
if the party goes that way, you know?
They're not even just like mature, open, they're like
no,
European.
Yeah, they're staying up all night. I've never,
yeah,
even when I was younger,
until
I didn't
like
stay up
11:30,
till 10 a.m.
Honestly.
That's
yeah.
insane.
Yeah.
Sunrise, maybe, but 10 a.m.? Yeah.
It's because they're napping at 2 to 4.
Yeah.
You guys should stick around. We've got some tapas coming around 11:30.
A.m.?
Yeah. Huh? P.m. We do dinner at 11:30 p.m.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
Like, happy to chat with you guys, but if you want to, you know, talk to everyone your age, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm just here to kind of...
Well, we just wanted to check in. You looked like you might be a little uncomfortable, so we wanted to let everyone know that they're welcome at the soiree.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank mm-hmm. you, yeah.
What are you... Why? How do I ask? What are you guys here for?
It was my little brother's party. So,
oh, that's right.
Devin. Yeah, it's my little brother.
Oh,
Devin's
you're
party.
Devin's. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we thought you were checking, like, the gas or something. I thought you were like a meter maid or something.
This is like laundry day for me, so I'm wearing my old gas. I'm wearing my old people's gas.
I guess that does make sense.
I guess it's kind of cool. Yeah, it's like a retro kind of look.
So you're not the first person. As I walked into this party, three people on the block stopped to be like, hey, there's a gas. Something's going on with the gas.
If I was
like,
I'm sorry. I would just say I thrifted it.
Yeah, that might be smart.
You know what I mean?
I did used to work there, so it's kind of a badge of honor. Like, I did used to work in the industry.
Thrifting for your generation is a little bit of like cosplay. But we're actually like a little more, well, you know, we've lived experience blue collar.
Yeah, I lived as people's gas employee.
Cool. And how old are you?
30.
Oh,
yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
God, I hope I don't stay alive that long.
No, I would have guessed a much higher number.
Yeah. I mean, keep smoking that several cigarettes and a pipe and drinking coffee. And those,
oh, he's sucking in the rings.
I would say those pork belly heavy tapas. And you don't have much fun.
How old are you guys?
14.
14.
14. I'm sorry, man. You could take off.
Folks, it's the Mad Dog Pod.
That was fun.
Happy New Year. I'm your beautiful host, Dan Lippert, and I'm here with my gorgeous co-host, Ryan Rosenberg.
Congratulations. We became beautiful and gorgeous this year. I love it.
It's the new year. We're not self-deprecating anymore.
We're starting with nothing but self-love and appreciation.
You were saying things that everyone has to go, yeah, sure. Yeah.
You do look different in a good way.
That's so cool you're doing that. And we're here with our returning guests. We're so happy to have them here from the podcast Improv is Dead. We have Tim Lyons. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Thanks
how are you?
Thanks for having me.
And Dan White.
Hey, guys. Hey. So psyched to be here. And we're your first guests of 2024?
I guess so.
That's
wow.
Right.
Wow. That's the last time we were doing this was over Zoom. We didn't know each other at all.
Yes.
And I felt like we locked in pretty quick.
We really did. It was a kindred spirits kind of thing to me.
Yeah.
Good kinship.
Yeah.
It is surreal to be here because when we did the pod the first time, we talked about you living in Glendale, Ryan, and now Ryan and I live 5 minutes from each other?
Yeah.
Maybe two, because you drive, which is insane.
I picked you up this morning and got there early because I was like, it only takes 15 seconds to get from house to house. I was like, only 5 minutes. And I was like, no, it's...
I live, no exaggeration, two blocks from Ryan. And last night, Ryan came over and had dinner with us. And when he was leaving, he had car keys. And I was like,
not the first time you and your wife have both gone like, you don't walk here? And I'm a little bit proud to not walk.
Yeah. That's so Chicago.
It's
so Chicago of you.
Or if you want to go somewhere right after. You never know.
I told you this last night when I went to the Dodgers game. It was like $60 to park. And I was like, is there like cheaper parking? He's like, yeah, if you want to go park over there. And it was like a half mile.
Yeah.
Right. And I was like, okay.
I'd love to go park over there. Yeah.
But no, anyways, and you mentioned being in Atwater, and this is a beautiful home.
Nice. Yeah, thank you. And you had the place that you were going to move out to, right? Like,
I had no idea. I didn't understand the geography at all.
You were like, I'm thinking of looking in Glendale. Is that, I remember we talked about Glendale.
Yeah, we were like east side. We're like, because it was like, we're not going to live in on Malibu. So we were like, we'll be on the east side.
Oh, you should have done Malibu.
Yeah, but you know, it's so much harder to get the podcast recorded.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi's bad out in Malibu.
I did a podcast in Malibu once.
Really?
Yeah, well, there's a guy, I don't remember his name, but he was like a successful YouTuber.
Oh, yeah.
And he started doing like some improv podcasting. He had done like up to like 301 or something improv, or maybe more. But they had a podcast house on fucking beach.
Wow. That's what we need.
So nice.
I'll never record a single episode.
We did it the wrong way.
We got this house for podcasting and never used it.
This is a great room, though. I have to
say. This is nice. This is beautiful.
Not too hot, not too cold. The window was open for a little while. That was nice.
I woke up this morning, 62 degrees in the house.
Mm.
Too cold for me.
Mm. Yep.
So I turned the heater on, but it's a delicate balance because I knew we were going to do this, and it gets stuffy in this room very fast.
Okay,
so I was worried. I'm glad you're comfortable because I was a little worried.
I am just realizing everyone here is in a t-shirt, and I have a thermal waffle shirt under my hooded sweatshirt.
Wow.
Are you chilling? Are you cold?
I'm freezing. We were talking about this. I'm freezing.
Really?
Yeah, I'm always cold.
You want another layer? I'm
pretty hot.
Yeah, once we hit like the back layers. Half of the show, I might throw another layer on. I get really cold.
Dan's microphone's just all going all around his mouth. He can't keep it close.
I can't get to the third beats of a Harold without freezing.
Another third beat in a restaurant refrigerator.
Exactly. Because my body knows that it has to pump blood to my vital organs, so my heart and brain takes priority over my skin.
Yeah. The physiology of improv.
Exactly. Mm. That's exactly the physiology of improv.
Well, and you Level did four. Not live here already when we did that last recorder?
No, I was still in Chicago, and then when I got here, I was in Hollywood, and then just recently in September or October, I moved to Glendale as well, and I'm very close to these two. I'm like 7 minutes. I'm kind of on the cusp of Eagle Rock and Glendale. I get the best of both worlds.
Wow. East Side Boys. That's us.
Yeah. And love it. I also have a big dog, so Glendale, I feel like, is a little bit more dog friendly, a lot more parks, a lot more places to walk.
Totally. You know what they say about a guy with a big dog? buys a lot of dog food.
Not if you go to Costco.
Hey, you buy less food because of Costco.
Oh, shit. I got to go feed my dog.
My dog is starving.
I have a tiny dog that used to be big.
Yeah. I did switch your food, though. I've been watching TikToks of this guy who is like, you should start mixing in stuff that's not just kibble for your dog. Mm. And so now at Costco, you can buy bone broth. And so you're supposed to wet down the kibble with a little bit of bone broth to make it a little more digestible. And then I might add in an egg every other day or something like that.
Mm. A cooked egg?
No, a raw egg.
You crack an egg right into
I go, there's your breakfast. Take it.
And he likes it?
She loves it.
So sorry. Ooh, I really feel, I'm such a sexist.
She goes right for the yolk. Yeah, cats are girls, dogs are boys.
Bone broth? And egg, you've got a full ramen going for that dog.
I know. Every other morning she gets a full thing of ramen.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really nice. How's her coat doing?
It's terrible. She's lost all her
had to shave her. Dandruff all over the house.
I don't think she can see anymore.
So the egg is not having
They
great.
Say this is what's supposed to happen. It's a phoenix. It's a rebirth. But no, she loves it. I mean, she's always kind of had a shiny coat. After she gets a wash, it's silky smooth.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, she's always kind of very soft, very silky. She's like a hound blab mix.
Great. Mm-hmm. She's a great dog.
Yeah, she was doing the pod with us the other day, and she was very quiet, very polite.
A little too polite. I was kind of like, we're getting more than this.
You make some money.
We're doing okay.
We're doing, what do you mean?
Sleeping.
Super engaged audience.
Yeah. That's what you want.
It's a dog.
Yeah, you want her to relax.
Right.
Dan, can I ask you a question? Because, so you live in Atwater. I think that's okay to say, right?
It's
the general.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever seen the lake, isn't there a lake out here? Hmm. Or I'm thinking of Toluca Lake.
Toluca Lake.
Did you used to live there?
No, I used to live near-ish to there, but I don't know. Not super.
Oh, maybe you said Toluca Lake when you were on the show, not Atwater.
I don't know. Back. I've been in Atwater since then.
Okay. Maybe
I don't know.
But it is weird that there's a lake in Toluca Lake because you drive through it and there's clearly no lake, but there's it's a little rich person area.
It's only
it's
a
like
rich
private,
person.
Right?
Is it?
I think
does
so.
Does it snow in Toluca Lake?
No, it's Toluca
like
Lake.
Where am I thinking? Yeah. There's another lake that's a little
Big
further
Bear.
Out. Not big. It Arrowhead. Wasn't big. No.
Castaic.
This is the show.
Lake Erie.
Based off zero information. I just said a thing about snow based off zero information. Big Bear, I do know. I feel like there was another place that I was looking
pyramid.
At the Google Maps. Yes, the pyramids. Snow on the pyramids this year. That's my 2024 prediction. Snow on the pyramids.
Egypt will be doused in snow this winter. Yeah, I've never been to that lake, but I'd like to.
I've only heard, I think someone tweeted about it one time, and Andy Richter said, it smells like putt-putt water, which was the funniest, dig at rich people I've ever heard.
Right, right, so specific.
It sucks, and it smells like putt-putt water.
Putt-putt water is a gross, it's really too specific to be kind.
It was such a good dig. I was like, that's for to pay $6 million for a home and then be like,
yeah. stagnant water.
It's
wow, this place is gorgeous. Thank you so much for having us over. What a party.
Happy to have you. Yeah, come on in.
Wow.
Yeah.
God, I guess that promotion.
Take your shoes off. Take your shoes off.
Oh, sorry,
off.
Sorry. Yes, yes.
Is it nice shoes off or shoes off? Is. Shoes on, shoes
whatever,
off.
Whatever. It's a comfort house, so whatever makes you comfortable.
Wait, are these slippers?
I'll tell you what.
Everybody?
I am uncomfortable. It is so nice.
Oh,
Mike, take
you.
Your shoes off.
I know. I'm trying
I know
to. I tied them tight. I tied them tight. Give me a second.
Don't do it on the steps.
Where do I go to take them off?
They're covered in manure, and you're wiping them on his nice steps.
I just got done horseback riding. Sorry. It's Saturday morning. It's a garden party.
So I'll say broadly, it's a comfort household, but of course, manure or anything like that, we'll do shoes off.
Of course.
I will take my shoes off.
Also, manure or just you're being polite?
I'm just being polite. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
It was a thing he was doing to gain the trust of the horse. So I want to be clear that you said it was horse riding. I don't want you to throw the horse under the bus. You willingly stood in it.
Okay,
yeah, to gain the trust of the horse so that he'd let me ride him. The horse smells your feet. If they match his feet.
He saw this on TikTok and is convinced that this is a real thing, and I don't believe
it. I'm pretty sure.
I'm just glad you clarified because I was like, did he ride a rude horse? or Ensenada?
In my opinion, yes.
It was a very clean place to ride. It was very easy to get around the manure, but he went straight into manure.
Did you ride too?
I went riding as well. You separately, I just saw them there. Yeah.
Went riding, and both of our horses seemed to trust us more.
Almost immediately.
I don't know.
Almost
what
like
the
you're smart
is.
Enough to not walk
yeah.
in.
Yeah, I think yours was confused on the jump.
Okay. I think part of it was that I have a really big wallet, and I think it was hurting his back, if I'm being honest.
Well, you're also getting his own shit all over the sides of him.
That was part of it, too.
So I think he was upset. I mean, horses kind of have big
thing
brains.
If the horse is already dirty, why is he mad at getting dirtier? I mean, it's not my manure. Not at the beginning of the ride. You know what I mean? My manure didn't come in until way later in the ride when we were going up the hill.
The horse is dusty, but I don't think it's covered in shit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think you, even if you were like, oh, I just played mm-hmm. a crazy game of football, you wouldn't want someone to be like, well, it's okay to have your own shit rubbed exactly. on you then.
Mike, yeah. You're struggling so much.
Out of the kitchen. Get back into the front.
Well, as we were talking, we just kind of kept getting pulled in. I'm so sorry. You know what? Do you have a lighter? Let me just burn these. I'll throw these outside. We'll burn them. We'll start a fire.
Those are Yeezys. Why would you? You spent so much money on those.
This isn't what today was about.
You're right.
This is about Dan's beautiful
David,
new home.
It is home a beautiful, is beautiful new home. Dave.
Thank you.
Congrats on the promotion. This place is incredible.
I feel weird because you want a big house because it's like cool and you've earned it. But mm-hmm. then it also almost feels like inviting people over. You're like constantly bragging or whatever. This isn't me.
We are happy for you. When did you get the promotion?
Promotion was 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when did you close on the house?
Well, there were whispers about
it. So you
haven't
even gotten
coming.
A paycheck yet from your promotion.
No, and we do end of the month last Friday. So
okay. Yeah, this place is filled to the brim with new stuff.
Yeah.
And most of it doesn't even fit in here.
Yeah, well, you know, it just like this is 2024. I think FedEx Kinko's it's the year, you
Thank
know.
You,
so
yeah.
it's not just that I'm like.
And Mike said it was a cost of living increase.
Yeah, it wasn't like a full promotion. It was like the 3%, basically.
Oh, so they didn't even match the inflationary year.
Well, they think inflation's going down this year, so we negotiated it up to 3%. But yeah, so anyway, okay, I was just like...
However long you're here, this place is beautiful.
Super nice.
Beautiful.
So beautiful.
And I'm so sorry for the shoe thing. I really came to just gawk and just pay my respects because this is impressive.
We bow to the king because this is a nice place.
Yeah.
You guys know like a mortgage lawyer or like a realty lawyer? Because right now I'm in like some pretty big payments monthly that I can do now.
Uh-huh.
Right. I can do now.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're paying off a lot of interest. I'm sure as you're paying, it'll go down and it'll get more affordable.
You pay the interest first.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah, your eyes went up into the left when we mentioned interest.
So it's not the full, like the amount is changing based on interest here.
I think it's you're paying like $10 a month towards the principal until you know year five when you've paid all the interest and then you actually start paying off the house.
Yeah.
But it's gorgeous. It smells good.
What are you doing on your calculator?
You're not even on your phone. You're on an actual calculator.
Okay, now you're switching to the TI-87 because the 83 wasn't enough.
Let's do Taco Bell tonight. You know what I mean? I know we were talking about big steak dinner.
No, you got a
new
promotion.
Taco Bell.
No, this is a big deal.
All right.
Mike rode a horse today.
Definitely shoes off. Off the carpet.
Off
the whole thing. A lot of this stuff's probably going back to the store, actually.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Look
at this. You got a full charcuterie here. This is gorgeous.
I think I might return it. I think it's bad. I think the cheese smells, the meat smells. Oh.
No,
return.
The cheese, you want the cheese to smell.
Yeah, the cheese should be stinky.
The stinky, the better. Mm-hmm. The stinkier, the better.
And this one doesn't smell enough.
Yeah.
This so cheese smells like my shoes, and that's good. That's really good.
I think, Mike, I think you flicked some of the... When you were trying to get those off, I think you might have flicked some of the manure under the shirt.
It looks like one of the pepperonis. I can't tell. I can't tell which one it is.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you take a bite?
I'm not going to take a bite. You eat.
But it's a fun
Mike,
party
took
game.
A bite. You flicked your manure under the charcuterie
board. We don't
board.
Know if that's manure. That's the whole point of the bite. The bite is to find out, is it pepperoni or is it manure?
Find out
we
on the...
We think that manure came off my shoe. Yeah.
We know it did. Somebody saw it fly in, and then we blinked, and now it's
okay,
on the charcuterie
I didn't
board.
Realize you were so observant. Okay, I'll eat the manure. Only if I can eat it.
Don't
with
get testy with
yeah.
I didn't
Why
know.
Are you taking the high road?
This is exactly what happened at the horse riding
get
place. You started arguing.
Horse.
You started arguing with the tour guide. You kept saying that I see a mountain lion. The tour guide just said there's no mountain lions anywhere. And you said, I keep seeing one, trying to scare everybody in the group.
Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
You fell off your horse.
You fell off your horse.
I was not lying, and I was wrong, and I apologize.
You pretended that you got attacked by a bear. You pretended that you got attacked by a mountain lion.
This is not what today was supposed to be about. Today was about our brilliant
friend. Just admit
friend.
That you got you that the TikTok was wrong. Just admit that.
It's not that bad.
So it is the manure.
It's grass-fed. Grass-fed. It's a grass-fed pepperoni. Look at it that way.
All
right. Gorgeous house. Forget about me.
Feed off the couch, please. It's,
I did
it's
get into
truly,
my socks a little bit. You I can tell. Yeah,
well,
I
you
apologize.
Wore Yeezys on into a horse shit.
Yeah, the Yeezy slides.
You just slide right in there.
You guys, I didn't realize I was going to be so weird today. And I really apologize.
Sorry, you shut that all the way. Sorry, if you can reach. Yeah. John Mackey's home, everybody. We have to shut the door.
Oh, the man is back. Is he home from vacation?
Yeah.
Lovely.
As opposed to... Oh, he got back like last night. So okay. He's just right now.
I didn't
now,
know if he was
home.
Just out or...
He was out at an audition.
Oh, my God.
So the industry's back.
We're back,
commercial?
Baby.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Love it.
It is. There's something so. Oh my God, auditions are so fun.
Dude, getting an audition early in the morning is the best because you know you're going to book it.
I love that sinking feeling I get immediately upon waking.
That is such a unique thing about doing anything in the industry. It's like you move out here to do it, and then every time I get an email, it's like casting networks, new auditions.
Yeah.
What am I doing out here?
Right. What is my goal?
Yeah. Well, I didn't move out. I certainly didn't move out here to be put in a room with two strangers and told to improvise quickly.
Oh, dude.
With no guidance. That was not my goal.
Yeah.
There's two outcomes in those things, both of which happened to me. Either the other person sucks, and you're like, great, I just drove 30 minutes and I don't even have a shot now because this other person screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other person's better than you, and you're like, who the fuck is this?
Damn.
I spent so much time doing this, and they are so much funnier.
Right,
one dude, I got an audition, it was for like Frito-Lay or something, and this guy was like, oh, nice to meet you. He's like a nice like actor-y guy, and I was like, okay, we'll see.
We'll see if you're really
absolutely
ace. And was fucking spiked me so hard.
He
was,
ate that chip
he
perfectly.
Aced me. He was so funny. And I was just like on my heels, like, so like just questions, and I was like, this kid is just like destroying it.
Right. I did one, it was for McDonald's, and this guy came in and he was just like couldn't have been a bigger asshole. And he like kicked his feet up on the table he had to actually like eat a burger. They had burgers for everybody.
Wow.
And he kicked his feet up on the table. He was doing like this like over the top like eating. And I found out later that my brother-in-law was like working on that commercial, and they switched our names on accident because his last name was like super Irishy. it was like McShane or something like that. And they're like, well, this guy looks like McShane. But luckily he saw it and was like, oh, you got to switch that back because I would have gotten no callback, and then I got called back, and then they dumped the whole thing. But he couldn't have been like, they were like, just eat the burger like a normal person. He was like, okay, he's like going nuts. I was like, Jesus, this sucks. How is this guy in my group?
Right.
Let's never call this McShane fuck back again. Circle this picture right here. Put it on the wall.
I'm on all the walls in Chicago. Timothy McShane.
Even when someone is so bad like that, I start to go like, I gotta do that. I gotta keep up with that. I gotta act like a lunatic.
I gotta make him look okay.
This person's sitting right in front of me. I gotta go.
Dude, that's a thing, because people be assholes. You'd be like, this person's an asshole, but then it's like, they're an asshole, but man, look at that.
It's working.
Confidence.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, man, they like owned the room.
Right. Tim knocked me one time, gave me like one of the, he's like got in my head forever with auditions now. Tim was helping me with like a self-tape one time, and I just did my slate, and Tim just turned to me and goes, can you try one where you like look like you want to do this? And I was like, my slates are just my name. And I was like, oh, it's fine. And I was like, and I always slate. I'm just like, hey, Dan White, you know, willing to shave. And he's like, Tim was like immediately like, the first impression of the people watching this are that you don't want to do it.
That's
and
so
I was
funny.
Like, well.
So now what does it look like?
I haven't changed.
Hey, Dan White.
I just try and be a little friendlier. I'm just like, hey, I'm Tim Lyons. You know,
not me.
5'9".
telling the truth.
We didn't ask for your height.
And then at the end of the audition tape, I go, I'm actually 5'7".
That's actually better. That's better.
What do you do, Dan? What's your strategy?
For what?
Like with the slates.
Oh, I look like I don't want to be there. Because generally I don't.
You got a look, though, that I think that could help.
It could.
Like, because I think.
Yeah, you kind of have to look like, you have to give the energy of what the character is, ideally, which is not what I do.
Yeah.
But, I don't have like a strategy with the slate. I'm fully doing whatever my mood is for the day.
Yeah,
but I'll tell you one thing I cannot do is smile with teeth and look like I'm actually happy.
100%.
Never going to happen in 100%. My whole life.
That's
to be like,
so funny.
Like, because you don't do it in real life. I don't go around and be like, hey, I'm Dan Lippert. Nice to meet you. This is so great. But it's kind of what you have to do if you're trying to do anything that's like likable.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you get an appreciation for what, like a star, like a movie star, the way they can light up a room, you start to be like, oh, I get why that's who they are.
Yeah. Because it's such a hard their whole thing personality. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about this. We were watching like the New Year's Rockin' Eve or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like Megan Thee Stallion was performing. I don't even remember. It was one of the big budded singers.
Yep, I think it was because she has a partnership with Planet Fitness. So.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Right. That's what it was.
Seen that a lot.
Wow.
Where are my legs?
It was like to, you know, whatever that weird, tepid, whoever goes out on New Year's Eve to see that show, like whatever that crowd was. So nobody was super into it. People were just kind of like, whatever. And she was like giving it her all.
Oh, good.
And I was saying, like, that's actually the skill of being a big star is being like, I feel like I could kind of do well in front of an arena of people who want to see me.
Yeah.
Yes.
But to like give your all and show up every time for things you really don't want to do is actually the job of being famous. And I couldn't be famous because I can't do that.
Right.
Yeah.
I heard an interview one time with Matt Damon and he talked about that. And he said, like, you know that you're like a professional actor. He's like, when you're 1 month into a 3 month shoot and you're like, this movie sucks. He's like, he remembered, he said he like remembered the first time. It was like a month and he had 2 more months of like getting up at 5 a.m. And he's like, this movie's going to be such a dog shit movie.
Oh my God.
He's like, I just had to show up and keep trying to like do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, that must be so excruciating.
Oh, couldn't imagine.
Excruciating. And it shows in the movie, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Do you know what movie he was talking about?
I don't. I do know he talked about the one when he did the Great Wall.
Mm.
He has a thing where his daughter makes fun of him when people come over from making the Great Wall. Yeah, which I'm like, that's so funny. He was very cool about it.
That's like his samurai thing or like a...
Yeah, I feel bad because I don't have a big enough movie knowledge to know. But I think if I'm remembering, it was a Chinese director. I think it was a Chinese director who made these like really beautiful Chinese movies. Mm-hmm. And then he was talking to him like... This wasn't the movie that he was referencing, but he said he was like, I was talking to him and he's like, well, this has to be a big Hollywood blockbuster. And he's like, oh, and that's when I knew like we had already lost the thread of like what the movie. But he just says like when he has people over, he said his daughter still makes fun of him for making the Great Wall.
That's really sad and funny.
I know.
It is really funny to see someone like that taken down a peg and like have, because you only ever get to see like the edited version of him. You know what I mean? Mm. It would be so fascinating to just be in the house and have him really have to like eat that. I know, honey. Like, and like see him really hurt by it or something like that. That sounds fun to me.
No, I know. Yeah. Well, I think he's like into it too. I think he's like, I'm Matt Damon.
Once you make that many movies, you're going to have some stinkers probably. So,
All right, fellas. So, this one's going to be a pretty easy one because it's mostly just you guys at a barbecue. Okay. So first thing I'll do is I'll just go from...
Nick Spade, 6'1", willing to shave.
Great, Nick. Camera's not on, and I was in the middle of a sentence there, but I love the enthusiasm. Great.
Sorry, that's on you. Just let me know when the camera's on.
I will. I'm just... Great, just
did you say that's on you?
So the camera's off until further notice. Okay, great. And so, this is just exactly what you did, but just a little later. We'll get your name, your height, if you have a beard, whether you want to shave or not.
I showed up a little early for the audition. I hope that's okay.
My
window is 3:30, but it's only 12:30.
Throw another tiger in the cage.
Well,
fuck. I want to hunt for my meat.
Wow, Nick, you've got the goods. I can tell. I can tell you came with the energy today, and I love it. The window for you was 3:30 because it's this. That's the. This is.
I'll stay.
How do I
I'll
say
just
this?
Stay.
You're in the unique guys at the party, and right now it's more the guys that belong there. I'm trying to say that, or like the leads at the party, and you're in unique guys. At
yeah,
the party.
You're one of those guys with the fucked up faces on screen.
I love this guy. I'll do both. I'll just do both.
I'm wondering if I'm when we do Slate, if I'm able to use an alias, just because I didn't know Nick Spade was going to be here, and my name is Doug Shovel, and I think it's going to be weird if there's two different Spade and Shovel. I feel like it's going to be two different, you know, it's like almost the same thing. So maybe, I don't know, I'll come up with something different.
Well, yeah, that's just going to be really confusing for us because we have you in the system as your real name, and I can't really change that.
Okay.
But I'll
tell you. Did you put the Spade emoji after my name in the system like I requested last time?
Oh, yeah. I remember you. No. Yeah. No. We can't do that. And
Casting Networks doesn't support emojis?
No, it doesn't. No, it's like a pretty old system, but I appreciate it.
Fucking bullshit.
Again, we are so behind, as you all know. You were waiting for so long. Totally. I appreciate your patience.
I love it. I love being in a waiting room.
That's why I got here early, just so nobody had to wait. Plus, I have a thing.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Is there any food in here?
I knew it was coming.
There's no
I brought some.
You did? Yeah. No, but this is for Wendy's, right? Huh? So Wendy's, we should all get a free Baconator.
Yeah.
No, because we'd have to give out 100 of those today.
100?
Yes, that's about 100.
I don't have a chance at this.
This is a cattle call.
Huh? Yeah.
Go in your book bag?
Go in my book bag, yeah.
Oh my God, Baconator Jr.
I got a bunch of Baconator Juniors in there.
Oh, nice. My God.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah. Got some for the casting directors, too.
Thank you, man.
You work hard. You deserve to eat, my man.
I appreciate it, man.
Nobody works so fucking hard. I love it. You guys are the lifeblood of Hollywood. Nick Spade, 6'1", willing to shave.
Not recording.
Nick. Oh, jeez, just threw an ace of spades
camera.
Out.
Hit the camera on.
Threw an ace of spades out of the air. How many ace of spades
that's
my calling card.
That's how you know. You need a leading man, you need a spade.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit, sorry.
Right. Oh, what are you, Gambit from the X-Men?
Dude. Why did you spike the camera when you said that? It's not rolling.
What are you, Gambit?
Oh, it is not rolling.
Oh, X-Men casting.
Now you really should be in the other group with that fucked up eye.
That was,
yeah.
All right, I get to say something that I would...
great.
How's it look?
Ooh. It's bruising.
The eye hole?
Yeah.
Oh. Sliced right down the middle of the iris.
Wow. Do you need medical attention?
No, I need a napkin. Damn. This Baconator is full of mayonnaise.
Can I give you some?
Are we starting?
Are we starting?
Because that's the line.
You're scattershot in this fucking character. I don't know where to go with it. You're talking about X-Men. You know, I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
He's not doing a character.
This is awesome.
He's being himself here. Okay. He's being himself. We're not rolling.
Got it.
We're not rolling.
Now, Nick Spade, 6'1".
No, that's my line.
It's nobody's line.
Daniel Ho, 5'7"?
No. Incorrect.
You spelled Ho wrong, by the way.
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Yeah,
crap.
Ho.
How would you spell it?
We wouldn't want to confuse you with Ryan Schlutt coming in a second. All right, hang on. I need to tell you guys something. The three of you are the reason that I am rude to all the nice people all day. All right? Your energy right now means I have to talk to everyone like they're stupid. And it's like such a small percentage, but it's you three right now. You've been all right, but the name change thing bothers me still. I just need your names. You're at a barbecue, and that's it, okay?
Got it. In and out.
Sorry.
Is it for In-N-Out or is it for Wendy's?
Are we barbecuing the Wendy's?
You're not doing anything. You are eating at a barbecue.
I'm eating this Baconator and it's got too much mayo.
Cameras off.
Do they want mayo or mayonnaise?
None of it.
Well, let's talk through it since we're all together. Let's talk through. Yeah. Okay, so I fuck up the burgers.
No,
and
talking.
Then we have to get Wendy's. Is that the spot?
No talking. I'm rolling now. Can I get your name? Well, give me a slate here.
No talking.
Cameras on?
Cameras on.
Oh, jeez. Camera's on. He just dropped all his cards on the ground.
Camera's on.
I'm going to stop the roll. All right.
Nick Spade, 6'1", roll the
Oh, the other eye. Oh, what are you, Jubilee from the X-Men?
The camera is up here. It's up here.
Why is there so much mayo on this burger?
That was not a bad take. It's not the role you're auditioning for. You're the guy who made the burgers and put way too much mayo.
Sir, can I just clarify? Are you trying to book X-Men through Wendy's?
I'm in a casting office and I'm available. You got to audition for everything.
Yeah,
everything.
At all times. Yes. You're right.
All right.
Hawk Chainsaw, 5'9". Damn.
Hawk chainsaws what you're going with?
Yeah, that's kind of a cool
one. It is not your type. I'll say that, Hawk. All right. Or what was your real name? I want to call you Daniel Ho.
It was Doug Shovel.
Doug Shovel.
And you're going for you're going out for BBQ pervert?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Avengers, it sounds like.
Yes.
Yeah. Hell yes. Hell yes.
None of the above. No.
Why don't we just do a good take?
Well, let's just get loose
really
with it.
Strong and we'll just do
turn
one.
Turn that camera on me.
Yeah.
Let me just make it my own, teeth right? into it.
It's what I'm gonna start over here actually, and just because it felt like the pressure of the immediacy hurt you. Next, yeah. So let's start over.
Well, I think
here.
You were a little, you weren't super clear about whether the camera was on, and I just got confused.
It's been a confusing session. Yeah.
I'm rolling the camera now, and I'm on you, Doug. Okay. Can I get your name?
Gene Mower, and I am 5'7", and is my motivate, so am I trying to steal the Baconator thing?
You're just, you're the guy there. They called you pervert? That's yeah. not in the description at all.
Okay, because that, well, that's, but is that is how I read yeah. the character, so I thought maybe I was kind of like the new Hamburglar for Wendy.
Do you ever see a commercial with a pervert in it?
I think that Capital One guy seems like he's yeah. got some skeletons in his closet.
Yeah.
The way he walks around that cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And what's with the nice suit with just a t-shirt? Yeah. In a bank?
Bank, coffee shop, where is he?
Yeah, I can't tell if he works there or if he just goes there a lot.
Yeah.
Why does the coffee shop have a bank in it?
It's a Capital One cafe. We do those spots.
I tried to open a checking account at Capital One cafe. They told me to fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah, you can't do it. You can't do that there.
You just drink coffee there.
You can only drink coffee and you can talk to a banker about just like normal stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I got to stop the roll here. I got to delete that. That was very natural, conversational, but we just need your real name. And just if you are trying to change your name, you are continually doing things that could be confused with the spade.
Okay,
I don't know if
you're
noticing that subconsciously.
I'll just go with my classic name.
What name should I use?
Great.
What name should I use?
You're asking me for like a stage name?
Yeah. And rolling on Doug Shovel. Can I get your name, Doug?
Doug Digwell, 5'7".
Okay, willing to shave?
I'm not.
Okay, that's
I'm not actually, sorry.
That's fine. That's
Brent,
fine.
It takes me forever to grow this out.
That's fine. I'm going to move past you because I just heard the name he tried to type.
Queen.
No.
Brent Queen. No. It's too much goddamn mayonnaise on here. Right?
And we'll come back to you.
Good.
Hi, I'm... Oh,
he just threw up all the cards.
Eat cards?
He threw up more cards.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is the camera
on? Fine.
Yes, the camera was rolling. No, don't slay it. You threw up.
Oh, God.
None of you are allowed back here ever again. I'm sorry, but you all have to take a break, take a commercial acting class, and learn a little bit. You're too old to be making these mistakes.
Do you think a commercial acting class will fix everything that I am doing?
And good luck trying to figure out who I am. I was none of those names.
Oh my God. It's the Capital One guy.
See ya.
That's the bathroom.
Yeah, shit.
Up here he comes back out.
The closet for snacks. Yeah.
Why are there so many doors in this cast? Usually it's just one door in, one door out.
I can't believe I didn't recognize him as the Capital One guy.
Yeah, sorry.
Wearing the suit and
that's why you never talk shit in Hollywood. Lesson learned.
Seem. Folks, I think we did another man dog.
We sure did.
So thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here, guys.
Yeah.
So fun to play with.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Happy New Year. Other than Improv is Dead, which everyone can find everywhere as a podcast, Dan, what would you like to plug? Where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter @@DanWhite, @DanWhite. That's it.
Beautiful.
So it's the @ and then the letters AT.
It works visually.
And then Dan White.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes.
Dan White.
If you look up Dan White, if you Google Dan White Twitter, I will be the top.
Lots of results.
Or the magician who was on The Tonight Show. One of the two.
Ooh, I wanted to
see that. He works on his SEO, so it'll come up first.
Yeah, I know.
Don't Google like Dan and then period and then White Twitter.
Mm-hmm. No,
you'll get something very different.
Yes. Tim, where can people find you? Is there anything you'd like to plug?
I am on, follow me on TikTok, @ThirstTrapTim, but there's no I in thirst.
Mm-hmm.
So it's THRST.
And right. You are on White Twitter too, right?
And I am also on White Twitter.
You're doing great on that.
You're doing great on that.
I have not
big,
heard that.
Big on White Twitter.
And Improv is Dead, your socials is Improv is Dead, right?
@Improv is Dead on Instagram and Twitter. And
it's a standard improv pod. So when you're, if you catch up, I would say join the, listen to every Man Dog, join the Man Dog Patreon. And when you consume all that they have offered,
head on over
to Don't do that. Alternate.
Get your scraps.
If you're like me, you can't spend one moment alone with your thoughts. So listen to both all day long.
Put them all in the rotation. And we'll also just say we just recurated our feed. So it's all bangers right now.
If
you've never listened to the
thing. Like you took out the crap?
We wouldn't call it crap.
That's not how we're positioning it, Dan.
They're still available.
Under the Star episodes not on the feed anymore.
That's not true. I think
yours did survive.
Yeah,
yours was one of the top.
We're not going to get into it. But if you are coming to the pod for the first time, you're going to get a lot of good stuff.
Smart.
Right away.
That's so really smart to do that.
Yeah.
But if you want the crap, it's now in our Patreon.
Yeah, $5. $5 for the manure on our shoe.
Love that.
And we have nothing to plug, just biggrandewebsite.com if you want to go there. I said nothing, but there's more than nothing. And I will be in San Francisco for Sketchfest doing a Dub a Dub Dub, Justin Michaels show with Lisa Gilroy. I think Carl Tart and maybe Marissa Strickland. So
that's
check us out.
Cast.
That's the end of January. Anything else, Ryan?
No, we just want to thank Annie Wu for our logo, Casey Trailer for our theme song, and Trenton Oliver for all of our editing help. Takes
Love
a village,
it.
Guys.
Hey, can I ask a question? Does Big Grande have any live shows coming up in LA?
We're the last Sunday of every month. Thank you for asking.
Yes.
And then we're also doing one mid-February at the Elysian Theater.
Ooh.
Right. You got to go see it. Phenomenal.
Tim told me it was one of the best shows he's seen.
It was.
Oh, we have
I hadn't seen a good improv show in a bit, and I saw it.
And
it
Tim
talked
shit on improv, and he was like, it was fantastic.
It was really good.
Thanks, man. Thanks,
lit me up.
It is nice to get a compliment from a shit talker.
Mm-hmm.
It really feels special. Mm-hmm.
It does. Mm-hmm.
Some people did have a lot of thoughts on your wardrobe, but
no. No shorts on stage, guys. All these guys wearing shorts. Killing me.
Shorts.
Big Chicago opinion. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
This was a blast.
Bye.
What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. Thanks so much, and have a great day.